We're told that this is the most wonderful time of the year, but for those who've lost a loved one, the holidays can worsen feelings of grief. Side Effects Public Media's Isaiah Seibert reports from a place that's offering help, a monastery in the Midwest.
The impressive facade of the main church at St. Meinrad Arch Abbey looks like something taken straight out of Europe. Twin steeples, topped by golden crosses, loom over the rural Indiana landscape. And on a December night, about 40 people fill a chapel in the Arch Abbey Retreat Center. They're singing hymns, saying prayers, and listening to a homily. But there are no Christmas carols at this service. The mood is somber.
We chose the middle of December in association with the winter solstice.
Father Adrian Burke is a monk at St. Meinrad. Wearing his black habit and purple stole, he presides over the service of the longest night, just a few days before the winter solstice.
Literally the longest period of darkness in a 24-hour period throughout the year. The idea is to connect with the sense of loss and grief.
The Christian liturgical calendar already has a day to remember the souls of the departed, All Saints Day on November 1st. But Father Adrian says having a special service so close to Christmas helps people address their grief in Christian terms.
It's a time, really, to reconnect with the hopeful message of Christmas.
The Benedictine monastery has an unusual connection to death. Almost two decades ago, a small carpenter shop was set up. It sells coffins to people who want something simple, like what monks are buried in. On a recent day, the caskets are open inside the workshop as two local carpenters upholster them. People who buy an abbey casket receive pastoral services as well. That often takes the form of written material. It also includes the annual service of the longest night, which attracts people as far away as Cincinnati and St. Louis. Pearl Gillardin has attended these services since her husband died 3 years ago.
He died on November the 5th, and so everything was really fresh and new that first December.
She and her husband lived in a nearby town for 37 years. She was invited to the service because his casket came from St. Meinrad. But she says Father Adrian, a close family friend, made sure she was there. She agrees that the holidays can be an especially hard time.
It helps you to be in contact with other people who are doing the same thing. We're not all in the same stage of grieving, but it's good to see all the stages.
During the service, Father Adrian blesses oil and makes the sign of the cross on the hands of those who come forward.
One of the church's main symbols, healing, and the power to transform our suffering into grace, is holy anointing.
It's a reminder of the Catholic sacrament of anointing the sick, and it represents healing from grief. Father Adrian also blesses candles and encourages people to take them home. The candles burn for 2 weeks, time that can be used to pray for loved ones.
The goal is to create a new normal, and that includes creating new traditions.
Kristen Basil is a therapist at a clinic in nearby Evansville and works with people who are grieving. She's not associated with St. Meinrad, but she and Father Adrian talk about grief in similar ways. He uses religious language, hers is more clinical.
A lot of people find comfort in creating traditions that honor the person that they have lost.
Basil has recommendations for anyone experiencing grief. She suggests journaling and writing letters to loved ones who've passed. She also likes to remind people it's okay to not look and feel their best. Father Adrian says professional counseling and spiritual guidance complement one another. But as a man of the cloth, he has a specific task.
It's one thing to address the psychological faults and fissures of the person, especially one in grief, but I think that we're not addressing the whole of who a person is unless we also give them a spiritual message.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Isaiah Seibert.